Washington, this is VOA News. More bodies found in search for Air Asia victims. U.S. Congress reconvenes under Republican Party control. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Searchers pulled the bodies of two more Air Asia crash victims from the Java Sea on Tuesday, with diving teams making slow progress in unfavorable weather. The remains of 39 of the 162 people aboard Flight 8501 have been recovered after 10 days of searching for wreckage off the coast of Borneo. The head of Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency says the area was expanded Tuesday as strong currents and choppy seas possibly carried debris farther from the main crash site. The hunt for the plane's fuselage and flight data recorders continues. The Air Asia flight disappeared from radar without a distress call nearly halfway into what was supposed to be a two-hour flight from Indonesia to Singapore on December 28th. The new U.S. Congress convened Tuesday, with Republicans taking control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Lawmakers voted for the Speaker of the House of Representatives, with incumbent John Boehner reelected to the high-profile position, despite opposition from a 25-member conservative bloc within the Republican Party. Conservatives are also determined to reverse some of President Obama's policies. The United States says a top commander in the notorious Lord's Resistance Army may have turned himself in to U.S. forces in Central Africa. The State Department says that a man claiming to be Dominic Ongwen surrendered in the Central African Republic. U.S. military advisors are in the CAR, helping an African Union force chasing the LRA and its leaders. This is VOA News. A suicide bombing and clashes with Islamic State militants killed at least 23 Iraqi troops and pro-government fighters in Iraq's Anbar province. It happened near a base where the U.S. military is training local forces. Dozens more were wounded Tuesday in the initial attacks and a military gathering near the tent of al-Baghdadi and multiple assaults on police and army positions. An Israeli military court sentenced a Hamas militant to three life prison terms in connection with the murder of three Israeli teenagers. The court also ordered Hossam Hassan Qassami to pay $63,000 in compensation to each of the three families. He was convicted last week for organizing and financing the kidnapping in June of the three Israeli teens near the West Bank town of Hebron. The teenagers were hitchhiking at the time and were later found dead. The two accomplices were shot dead by Israeli forces near Hebron in September. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a senior figure from the self-declared police force of the Islamic State was beheaded in a Syrian province. Sayla Hennessy has details.
The observatory's Rami Abdurrahman says the man, known as a senior IS police official, was found in the eastern Syrian province Deir al-Zor. He says the body displayed signs of torture and was found with a cigarette in the mouth. Abdurrahman says it's not clear who killed him. The observatory also reports that two Islamic State militants were attacked by unknown assailants in the Deir al-Zor city of al-Mayadeen. The death and attacks come a day after Kurdish forces made major gains in the Syrian border town Kobani. Abdurrahman says fighting was ongoing Tuesday, with IS militants continuing to lose control. Sayla Hennessy, London.
Pakistan's parliament approved creation of special trial court supervised by army officers to speedily prosecute civilian terrorism suspects. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Speaker Ayaz Sadiq announced the outcome.
247 members cast their vote for ayes, and not a single member voted for noes. Consequently, the bill is passed by the Assembly.
Later, the bill also secured the required two-thirds majority in the Senate. It is expected to be signed into law by the President this week and would allow military courts to be set up for a two-year period. The legislation came 3 weeks after suicide bombers attacked a military-run school in Peshawar, killing 134 children and 16 staff members. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The U.S. State Department says Cuba freed some of the 53 political prisoners the U.S. says it would like to see out of jail. The State Department did not give their names or say how many prisoners have been freed. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.